just have to hit me up, see what's available.
Adam Wainwright joins us on Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, first day of workouts in the books. I know not the full squad here yet, Waino, but what does this day represent every year?
It's always exciting for me because you don't know. You have all these expectations of where the season should go in your mind and how it's going to go and how you're going to win. Coming off a couple seasons when we didn't play like we should have played, you know, this is the exciting time of year where we get to set the pace and we get to sort of set the expectation among camp that we're gonna do all that like we used to do it. We're going to put the stuff that happened last year and the year before that behind us, and we're going to get back to winning baseball.
For you, this is going to be an interesting season of final year of a contract. You're coming off of a couple of injuries that slowed you down just a bit. What are you trying to do in these first few weeks of spring training?
Well, I think I've gotten to a point now where I realize if I'm healthy, I'll be very good. And I think I'm healthy. You know, I think everything has gone great so far. It's one of those things you don't know till you know. But I'm really excited about competing again. And last year was tough, man. That was really tough for me. But I want to compete. You know, I want to get out there and be mean and compete again. You know, last year I was a little too nice out there at times. And sometimes I wasn't working with a full deck of cards, as y'all know. But I'm looking forward to proving myself I still got it, which in turn proves a lot of people wrong.
The way that you pitched during that stretch last year when you were as good as anyone in baseball, was this offseason, did you reflect positively on that, or was it a mix of that and frustration that then you got hurt after that and couldn't finish the year the way you wanted to, Adam?
Yeah, the thing that is frustrating is right when I got hurt was when I remember Lily pulled me aside and said, "You're feeling good, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, sir. It's go time now." And I was playing catch in the Cincinnati outfield one time, and he looked at me and he said, "You're feeling great, aren't you?" I said, "Man, I'm feeling so good." He's like, "All right, now's the time where we're going to have to watch out on your throwing between games, because sometimes as a starter you can get out there and you can push it because you're feeling great, and then you start throwing a lot and you're tired for the games almost." And so I started to think that way, like, man, this is about to be really, really, really fun, and then I got hurt.
And even that last start at Wrigley, that was one of the best of the year, wasn't it, in your eyes, the game where you had the issue?
Yeah, I pitched a good game. I think I got into the eighth inning there and could have kept going for sure had I been, you know, fully healthy, and my back was tightening up, which in turn made my arm get kind of out of whack, and that was probably the root of the cause. But you know what? There's nothing I can do about that. I'm not going to reflect too much on last year, honestly. I really want to focus on this year and how I can get better.
Well, let's not totally throw away last year, because we didn't even have a chance to talk about the Silver Slugger.
Yeah, yeah.
So how much work did you do in the cage in the offseason?
I did some hitting with our high school team down there. We got a great new facility down there.
Thanks to you, right?
I was a part of it for sure, but the organization or the community as a whole just came together and did something really special for that school, and I'm just lucky to be a part of it. I get to go Friday flying home to be a part of opening day ceremonies, throw out the first pitch, and they retired my number down there. So, like, you know, it's kind of cool for me to know that our program is we hired it one of the best coaches in Georgia, so our program is really, really on the up and up right now. Football wise, we've been to the state championship two out of the last 3 years or something like that. We've and hadn't been to a state championship before that in 30 years or something like that. So we've got a lot of excitement around the program down there, and I like being a part of it.
We've talked a lot about you, and we'll talk a lot about individual guys over the course of this spring, but for this club collectively, is there any more pressure? I know that 2 years missing the postseason for a lot of fan bases, organizations, that's normal. It hasn't been for you while you've been here. What does that mean this spring and into the start of the season?
Well, when you look at the last two seasons for us, it feels like we were like 20 games below 500 both times. And when you look at it, in actuality, 2 years ago we missed the playoffs by one game, and we had a chance the last game of the season to win that game, and if San Francisco had lost to the Dodgers, then we would have gone to a one-game playoff. So we were very close to that year. But it felt like we were way below 500. Last year, we were in it all the way. I remember we swept the Cubs, and we got into a spot where we were tied, I think, or maybe even winning first place. And we got into that spot where we controlled our own destiny and we just didn't play good ball down the stretch. I mean, that's just the way it goes sometimes, unfortunately. And we didn't make it happen when we should have. And it stings. But to know that with, you know, one day left in the season on our bad seasons, one day left in the season, we're in it. And then, you know, the next season, it felt like it was miserable all year as far as not winning like we wanted to, not playing like we wanted to. And we were still right in it until the very last couple of weeks. That's the Cardinal organization right there for me. You know, when we're playing our worst baseball, we're still going to fight tooth and nail and be in it to the very end. So expectations for us when we come into spring training is we're going to win the World Series. And that's what we want to do here. That's why we're here. That's why we're competing.
My final question for you. I know you're anxious to get out on the mound and pitch against somebody in a different uniform. How do you temper your emotions at this stage, knowing that this is an important season for you coming off of an injury?
Well, I need to get back to the standards. And so last couple seasons has been a little different for me coming off of some big seasons or coming off some injuries. And I used to have the goal that I was going to lead spring training in innings, and I was going to go out there and I was going to make them take me out of the game with a low pitch count every time. It was good training for me. It was good for my focus to get out there instead of throwing 3 1/3 and throwing 75 pitches. That's not good practice. You know, you get work in for sure, but that's not the kind of practice I want to do. And I did that last spring, and it sets you up for failure, I think, as opposed to going out there saying, you know what, I'm going to pitch just like I'm going to pitch during the regular season, and I'm going to try to get guys out, and I'm going to work on my craft. That's the way I want to do things again this spring training.
Well, here's to a great spring, and we hope folks also go and check out Big League Impact. I hope we get a chance to talk again during the regular season. I know you guys had a great karaoke event in St. Louis, just a great trip that you guys took. So congratulations on making a difference this offseason, and looking forward to this year.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Oh, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
That's okay. Yep. Thanks, right, brother.
Thanks,
see you guys.
Man.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
And 2:31, we got you out in time.